You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the very best of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for Grammy-nominated saxophonist Kenny Love and his CD, Case Sensitive. In April of 2011, we had a chance to speak with Kenny regarding his new release, and you'll hear that interview in just a few minutes. From Case Sensitive, here is Kenny Love with Glide.
We'll be right back.
From his CD Case Sensitive, that was Kenny Love with Glide. Visit Kenny at his official website, www.kennylovejazz.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kenny regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic CD that you've got here, and now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, I'm very happy with the end result. In fact, you go back and you re-listen endlessly, and there isn't, I can come away saying that there isn't much that I would change about it, if anything, pretty much with every song. I got the result that I wanted was to have a differing jazz within a jazz confine, if you understand what I mean, because I do like different elements of jazz and subgenres of jazz, such as the traditional, the smooth, the abstract, such as with Koopa. So I set out and obtained what I wanted to do with that, which was get a differential within it.
I see. And how long did the recording of it take?
Well, roughly 3 months. However, I was, you know, the initial song list that I had, it's probably about half of them made it, because what happens is when you're producing, and I was producing and writing sometimes around the clock, what happens is that you get inspired by other song ideas and that type of thing, and you say, oh, that, wow, that could replace that, blah, blah, blah. So you flesh out that, and you come out with a song, and that gets replaced. And so there was quite a bit of that going on. So some of the stuff I've had on the back burner for a while is still on the back burner on fire. So.
I see. And how challenging is it to wear both a producer's hat and a performer's hat?
Well, it's not. I've been doing this for quite some time now, so I don't have any problems with that. You just have to know when one takes the back seat to the other. When you're finished with one and completed one phase, and now you're moving into that phase. And that's really the trick to it.
Have there been any reactions to the album that have surprised you at all or didn't expect?
Well, kind of, sort of. I think there's one song on there that a few people have told me that it frightened them, and that's Five Steps from Heaven. And that song, I'm not sure what frightens him. I guess it's the fact of the storyline of it is souls that didn't make it, you know, to heaven, and they were banished five steps before they got through the door. And then the sound effects that I used in there it had people kind of eerie about it.
I sort of had a similar
oh, really?
Response to it.
Wow. Wow, it was amazing. I think I had, like, the first 10 people that heard that, I asked about it, because I had this network of people, some of them being my relatives and friends, that every time I got through with the production, you know, I would, like, send them, like, an inside clip of it. And so that was the one where nobody wanted to tell me anything. In fact, it was just dead silence on the other end of the line. And so one of my friends one of my cousins, who is actually a minister, I said, well, did you get Five Steps from Heaven? And he texted me back, yeah, I got it. And he said, well, what do you think? He said, it's okay. So I kind of, after about 9 or 10 of those, I kind of started to, hey, something up with that song.
I see. Well, talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, it started on, pardon the pun, a bad note. I should say no notes. I was 4 years old, and I'm in this March of Dimes parade, and they gave me a little miniature trumpet to play and blow, and boy, I was ready, you know, and couldn't get one note out. And so they took it from my hands and my lips and gave it to another little boy. And so I still have nightmares about that, and I'm still trying to overcome that. But I actually, that was, ironically, that was my first instrument in school. that I learned to play. My aunt had taken me, my first instrument was my aunt trying to make me play piano, which I didn't want to do at the time. All of this stuff that I either got taken away from or didn't want to do, I ended up doing, ended up playing. And so went from there, played trumpet all the way through bands, through schools, went to college, played trumpet in the college band, went into the military and played trumpet in the military band for a while, and then came back out and started doing some jazz work in the early 80s and in studios. That's when I first started producing and doing some jazz work and was playing lead trumpet. But I, in the meantime, I had gotten off into playing bass and piano as well. So I'd been playing those for a few years by the time I started doing trumpet solos in studios. And ended up actually focusing more on bass and learning to write and score. Actually lost my chops with my trumpet. So the trumpet player that I have on my album, I had to go higher. I tried playing a trumpet, I think, a few years ago, and it was just like, you know, being back in sixth grade again, trying to get a note out.
Got you.
I better go hire somebody.
Visit Kenny at his official website, www.kennylovejazz.com. From his CD Case Sensitive, here is Kenny Love once again with Voyage to Serenity. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different, something better. The Guild Cinema, located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Kenny Love and his brand new release, Case Sensitive. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kenny regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And who all did you work with in putting this together?
There were several friends that I have here in Dallas, but a lot of them came from the famed University of North Texas. They're famous for them. They won all type of Grammys. They're 1 o'clock lap bands and that type of thing. And a lot of their alumni is on the album.
I see. And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
Well, sometimes the music comes, and then sometimes the words come, and then, so it can come either way. Of course, when you first start out writing and composing and everything, generally what happens is that the music comes, but when you've been doing it for a while, it can come either way. It can be a lyric, it can be a sound, it can be an abstract sound, it can be a car horn outside that has a certain note. that you hear or a chord you hear and you know, you take it from there and you start fleshing it out. And I try to, I guess it's natural now that I keep myself open and I just pick up on things like that and I kind of save it if it's interesting to me and work on it.
I see. And with that being said, what songs off of this album resonate for you the most personally and why?
Well, to be honest with you, everything on this album was personal to me. And I probably can't say that for the next album, but I know on this one it was because, which is the reason for my swapping out so much, from the initial list that I had. But all of these songs on here either reflect, an experience that I've had or an experience that I've known someone else to have. So, basically all of them mean something. In fact, The Seasons of Change is a really deep, personal poetic piece for me. Glide and probably Let's Dance are the fun songs for me. Voyage is probably about an emotional trek that I had, and every now and then has more composition to it, and I will probably flesh that out and put that on a second album. But I just wanted to kind of drop out with that piano piece and just kind of let it hang out there on its own. So basically, in short, all of them have some type of meaning for me, either directly or indirectly.
I see. And you've dropped hints about a second album. What can people expect from that release?
Actually, probably more of the same in terms of differentials. I love doing concepts, and I was a radio and a video promoter and a media publisher for about 20 years. In between my music aspects, the first time I was a recording artist was from like 1982 to 1990. I dropped out for 20 years and just became a promoter and a publicist for other artists, and just got back into the musical aspect because that eats away at you, and sooner or later you have to return to your art. But so the next album is probably going to be along similar lines. I will probably expand in terms of content, that type of thing. But as you can see with the crazy picture that I took for this album, I want to kind of keep more of the same of that going on. I'm not sure what the second one's gonna be, but I have different ideas for that. Just as crazy.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, I would like for them to probably come away with knowing me a little better from my composition, understanding me a little better, and try to imagine, sort of what, possibly generated each song or a series of the songs on the set.
Visit Kenny at his official website, www.kennylovejazz.com. From his CD Case Sensitive, here is Kenny once again with Seasons of Change.
Again, as fall sneaks in with a kiss, it's a rather strange enchantment, but something I can't resist. No way, no how, won't try. Autumn leaves turning brown, seems often too seldom. A northern wind with a frown, dew overstays its welcome. I smile, I cry, in vain words. Seasons of change, always the same. speckled geese all fly south to avoid old man winter. Sun turns into soft showers, melancholy tender. We dance, we romance, entranced. Little kids playing games, voices softly singing. Seems it's all been arranged. Here's wishing their dreams come true. Those sacred birthdays.